Next case, please.
Case number 10,740, Charles P. and Loretta Evans, east of Long Neck Road, south of Breaker Street, in lot E741 within Putnets Bayside, Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units and the Mobile Home Park.
Name and address.
Charles Evans, 35234 Breaker Street, Marwood Borough, Delaware.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Hey, good evening, sir.
How you doing? I applied for a permit to put in a screening porch on an existing deck at 10 by 20, which, when a deck was put up, had a permit and a variance for it. And when I put that screening porch in, because I didn't know, I got the permit, I got everything there. I didn't know I needed another variance until a gentleman came and inspected it. It got final inspection. And then I think it was a day or two later, two young ladies came and was measuring and said, told me I needed a variance then. And which I didn't know when I applied, kind of, they had all the paperwork there that they didn't say I needed another variance, which I had one with the existing deck.
Okay.
What's different on this? He had a variance for the deck, but...
Well, per the finding of facts, you have a copy of that?
Mm-hmm. I can't quite read.
This is the board denied the request of side yard setback variance is unnecessary and granted the variance as to the 20-foot separation requirement because it was for a proposed deck, and this is a porch.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay, so, okay, it's not because it further encroaches.
Correct.
Or anything like that?
Correct.
Yeah, God, I forget how many, 3-4 years ago, I had the deck put in already. And then I had, I moved down there full time now, and I put the screening portion in, you know.
You went and got a permit and all that?
I can't hear.
You went and got a permit to
put the
porch on?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did everything. I got the permit, which I didn't realize when I got the permit that nobody said nothing, that I needed another variance for it, you know.
Right.
And I already had it for the existing deck, you know.
Sure. Okay. Did you do the work yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
And they came around, inspected it, and I got the final inspection for the Porsche.
Okay, you got that one right. Okay.
So, Mr. Evans, the porch is no larger or smaller than the deck. You just built over.
No, it's the
deck.
Same size as the deck, 10 by 20. 36 inches high and a screen all the way around it.
When you came in for the permit, nobody said anything about the fact that you already had a variance? And
no, I didn't realize because I thought it already had the variance for the deck.
Sure.
That I didn't need another variance for it, you know, just for to close the porch off, you know, put a screened porch.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
Sir.
Mr. Berman?
Mr. Nixon?
Mr. Mills, any further? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the... in regards to the standards for granting a variance, I think there's a certain uniqueness, not necessarily so much with the property, but the situation. I think that the applicant certainly made an honest and mistake and certainly it could easily be assumed that because of the encroachment, there was no further encroachment, that he needed not to have another variance. And therefore, as far as being otherwise developed, you know, in regard to the variance, it already is developed in that particular setback. So, therefore, I think it's probably necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't know that the, again, with the situation the way it is, I think that suggests that it wasn't created by the applicant. Don't know that it would further alter the essential character of the neighborhood than it already has, and we've approved and minimum of afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,740.
Anyone have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,740. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.